And after these things I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lighted with his glory. I'm going to read Ezekiel 43:2. If you want to turn there with me, you may, and just pick up an expression here similar to this. And I beheld the glory of the God of Israel came. I beheld the glory of the God of Israel came from the way of the east, and his voice was like the noise of many waters, and the earth shined with his glory. Now it's texts like this that make me think that this mighty angel, it is none other than our Lord Jesus Christ coming down to take possession or to take charge of the judging of this system that is pictured in Revelation 17 and 18. I find this historically comical. One man made this statement that the Catholic Church called Luther and his followers this mother of harlots, and Luther returned the compliment. He called them the same thing. Well, this angel cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and is become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. The word translated cage and hold are the same words here. It can mean a space of time, it can mean a prison. And the foul spirits, unclean spirits, I can understand. The hateful bird has me puzzled a little bit. I will turn for just a moment to Isaiah 34 and read from the 11th verse. Now this is about Edom that I'm going to read about, but it may be something similar. 34:11 of Isaiah. The cormorant and the bittern shall possess it, the owl also and the raven shall dwell in it. He shall stretch out upon it the line of confusion, the stones of emptiness. They shall call the nobles thereof to the kingdom, but none shall be there. Thorns shall come up in her palaces, nettles and brambles in the fortresses. It shall be an habitation of dragons and a court for owls. The wild beast of the desert shall also meet with the wild beast of the island. The satyr shall cry to his fellow. The screech owl also shall rest there and find for herself a place of rest. There shall the great owl make her nest and lay in hatch and gather under her shadow. There shall the vultures also be gathered, every one with her mate. Now this is, all of these were unclean birds under the law. Unless it be something like that, probably symbolically speaking, since the birds are creatures of the heavens, maybe it's like the birds that find lodgment in the mustard seed, a tree rather, or like the birds that steal the seed away, and he that steals them is the devil. Anyway, it fits into that category. All nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. A man was leaving Bristol, Oklahoma one time. He was a doctor, and he was going over to Seminole. His pastor said, you ought to do well there. We have a church with 800 members. It wasn't a Catholic church. But anyway, here's a great field for wealth and riches. They are fabulously wealthy. I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, and be not partakers of her sins, that you receive not of her plagues. I'm going to read Jeremiah 51:45, which address was to Israel. The 50th and 51st chapters of Jeremiah have to do very much with Babylon. This says, my people, go ye out of the midst of her, and deliver ye every man his soul from the fierce anger of the Lord. And this was to be a judgment on Babylon, and God was telling the Jews to get out. Now at this time, he's telling his people to come out. It's a sad thing that in these denominations, now I knew a man, we helped hold a revival meeting, and I preached there a time or two up in Pennsylvania, in Renova, Pennsylvania. And there was a man in that church that was actually saved among the Christian Scientists. After he got saved, he left them. But when Christ's name is mentioned, you remember Paul said, he speaks of those that preached Christ, supposing to add affliction to his bonds. He said, whether in pretense or in reality, Christ is preached, and thy therein rejoice and will rejoice. And so at this time, there will be some saved people sticking around in that system. They could have been overcomers, but people love their churches. One of the women last night came to me. I'd known what her pastor had said before. He said, I'm a liberal and I'm glad of it, proud of it, he said. She told me last night, said he told us we were all Israelites. She knows he's all wrong, but she's still out there. She's a good woman. The fifth verse says, her sins have reached unto heaven. It's similar to the language in regards to Sodom and Gomorrah when God came down to see it, that God hath remembered her iniquities. As you look at situations, you can't help but marvel how long-suffering God is. Now notice he said, come out of her, my people. The sixth verse says, reward her even as she rewarded you. I think the antecedent of you is my people. And double unto her, double according to her works. In the cup which she hath filled, fill to her double. There's not much in store for this world as such, except judgment. And here we're not reading of the world as such, but of the religious side of the world. How much she hath glorified herself and lived deliciously, meaning luxuriantly, so much torment and sorrow give her, for she saith in her heart, I sit a queen, I have it made, I am no widow and shall see no sorrow, therefore shall her plagues come in one day. Notice the brevity of all of this. The last part of the 12th verse of the preceding chapter, 1 hour with the beast, they receive their kingdoms. In this verse, 1 day. In verse 10, 1 hour. In verse 17, 1 hour. In verse 19, 1 hour. When Hitler decided to persecute the Jews, it was an official order that evidently went out to all Germany all at once, because simultaneously all over Germany the persecution broke forth. And so probably the beast, now this is just conjectural, this is how it could be, will hold a conference privately with these 10 kings that hate this woman. And let's think in these terms. I'll tell you what let's do. I'll set up my image in Jerusalem, in the temple. I'll declare myself to be God. I'll back it up with miracles, and we'll destroy this system, every bit of it. We'll issue the order, and notice it is said she'll be burned with fire, this eighth verse. She shall be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judgeth her. And it would be as if this city had the power, and they would set up men simultaneously all over this town. Every church would be attacked and destroyed at once. Only this will be a worldwide thing. Now there will be kings of the earth that won't join into this. They will have had close ties with her economically and politically. And they will have lived luxuriously with her. They shall bewail her, the ninth verse, and lament for her when they see the smoke of her burning, standing afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, alas, alas, that great city, Babylon. Now, there are many commentators that believe that modern Babylon is going to be rebuilt on the banks of the Euphrates. And because of this pointing out a city, others say that it will be Rome. It's called that mighty city, for in 1 hour is thy judgment come. And the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buying their merchandise any more. Now I count about 27 or 28 items in these next verses. The merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones, of pearls and fine silk, and purple and silk and scarlet, and all thine wood, and all manner of vessels of ivory, all manner of vessels of most precious wood, and of brass and iron and marble and cinnamon, and odors and ointments and frankincense and wine and oil and fine flour and wheat and beasts and sheep and horses, chariots and slaves and souls of men. What an array of merchandise, the souls of men and slaves. And the fruit that your souls love, the things that were dainty and goodly, they're departed, you'll find them no more. And then the merchants, the 15th verse, that were made rich, they'll stand afar off for fear, weeping and wailing. Alas, alas, that great city that was clothed in fine linen and purple and scarlet, notice the colors, decked with gold and precious stones. In 1 hour, so great riches has come to naught. And then the sailors, the shipmasters that hauled the merchandise, they cried when they saw the smoke of her burning. What city is like unto this great city? Others will have cried, who is like unto the beast? They cast dust on their heads and said, alas, alas, or woe, woe, 1 hour. But here is the view of heaven. Rejoice over her, thou heaven, and ye holy apostles and prophets, for God hath avenged you on her. And the marginal says correctly, God hath judged your judgment upon her. They will be in the picture. And while others are wailing, God is rejoicing. When Jesus was weeping over Jerusalem, others were rejoicing. Here, others are wailing, heaven is to rejoice. Heaven, the apostles and the prophets, and Marshall includes the word saints, apostles and prophets. And a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone and cast it into the sea. Thus with violence shall that great city Babylon be thrown down and shall be found no more at all. The voice of harpers and the musicians and of pipers and trumpeters, not a thing shall be heard there again, the light of a candle. All destroyed like some of the ancient cities. I have a friend, there's a town called Woodruff over in Missouri. It has about 3 or 4 buildings and it had about 15 acres of land, and his son bought the town. I said to him the other day, I was in your town a while ago. He said, you'll be surprised. I can remember when 150 or 200 people would be out front on Main Street over there drinking pop, having a good time. And now there is, I think there are 2 family dwellings, and there's a barn, and there's an old abandoned filling station. Well, this will be worse. In her was found the blood of the prophets and of the saints and of all that were slain upon the earth. A sad history. It would be worth your time sometime to read Fox's Book of Martyrs. How many of you here have read it? Several of you have. It's rather gruesome reading. They kind of vied on finding new ways to kill the saints of God. You may remember that on one occasion, a soldier fed another one a part of a woman's breast. Do you remember that? When the other one found out what he did, he killed him. But they pulled them apart with horses. I saw some of the torture instruments in Germany. Tie a man's feet to 4 and put some heavy weights on pulleys and run them through the pulleys over that way, and then tie his hands to that and stretch him out full length. And I saw some of the stoves over in, Austria. They'd tie a man, chain him just as close to that stove as they could, and then they'd build a fire and get the stove red hot. It's kind of a slow cook job. If I had no other reason to believe that there was a devil than some of these things, I'd have to believe it, because it seems to me that man just doesn't sink that low without the help of Satan. Alexander the Great started out as a pretty nice fellow, but he wound up a devil of a man. The 19th chapter of the book of Revelation, one of the great chapters, the first part, is a great time of praise. Probably the greatest bringing together of praise in history. There will be a great time in the 5th chapter when the Lamb takes the book, but there won't be as many people there at that time. The innumerable company won't be there, and the 144,000 won't be there, and the beast overcomers of Revelation 15 won't be there. If I read the book aright.